Hello. This week, I've been working with one of the members of the Great Leaders That Never Were group, the rising stars of the past, who didn't quite rise far enough, and then they faded from political view. Yep, Michael Denzel Xavier Portillo, a holder of the post of several great offices of state, notably Defence Secretary in the major government, he was one of the right-wing Eurosceptic bastards who rocked John Major's boat. Now, a little-known fact about Portillo that I dug out was that the much-mourned Rick Mayall was given a tour of the House of Commons by Michael Portillo when he was researching the genius character of Alan Bastard, the corrupt right-wing Tory MP in the TV series The New Statesman. It would rather have suited our previous perception of Portillo to swallow that on face value. The truth, he revealed, was that he responded to a request from a constituent, the writer Maurice Gran, and was responding with a generous spirit that we are probably more familiar with now than we were then. I rather think all that strutting and posturing to appear to be strong, remember the SAS don't mess with them speech, it may have been actually his ultimate weakness and undoing. But as well as being a train buff, these days Portillo is a shrewd and well-informed political observer. I remember in 2010 how we called the general election consistently in the years running up to polling day. Now, at the JMW solicitors event in Manchester that I hosted, Portillo was on top form. He said he was unable to predict the outcome of the future Scottish referendum, but having spent a lot of time with Alex Salmond, he did talk about the risks that it represented. There's going to be a political paralysis in England that 2 years of divorce negotiations could create, as well as more and more money being poured into the hungry open mouth of Scotland. He also supported our call for a Metro Mayor and urged civic leaders in places like Trafford, Salford and Rochdale to put aside their concerns over an ascendant Manchester brand. He's also a strong supporter of HS2 for reasons of speed and progress. He doesn't particularly like the argument over capacity. Now, these are all very important topics and we'll be debating them at the Northern Revolution Conference in Manchester Town Hall on the 3rd of July. I concede, however, that as name-dropping goes, I've been rather trumped this week by my colleague Jim Hancock, Downtown's political editor, who is with an actual former Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, as opposed to the best Prime Minister we never had. Why I welcome Uber to Manchester is my next topic. I once took a taxi ride in London, and the driver turned round, and when I told him that I was going to Clerkenwell Road, the Gray's Inn Road end, he stopped the car, turned round to look at me, and with a menacing look said, "Honestly, if I was a heart surgeon operating on you, would you tell me where to insert the scalpel? Well, don't try and tell me how to do my job," he said. Now, he didn't get a tip. Neither did any of the Manchester black taxis who slow down at pedestrian crossings, take the long route down Deansgate in order to clock up a bigger fare in a traffic jam, rather than by the quickest route. Neither did the driver who punched his steering wheel at Piccadilly because he didn't get a trip to Bolton but to Spinningfields. In and of itself, these aren't reasons enough to want to break up the monopoly of black taxi cartels in London or Manchester. But it does rather accentuate the surly sense of entitlement that puts their interests over and above that of their passengers. Now, I used the Uber app for the first time this week and it was an absolute dream. I like how it worked, how you were kept informed, and actually the price was pretty good too. This is what matters. Service that embraces technology and puts the customer at the centre of their experience. Other minicabs are claiming that they also have apps. Good, so they should, but reacting with fury and trying to have Uber banned, as it is in some cities, including London, is frankly ridiculous. And I was horrified that London black taxi drivers are blocking the streets this week. Apart from anything else, it's a useless tactic. Surely they should do something that the public would notice. And what was the result of that? 850% increase in people downloading the Uber app due to the publicity that it's given them. As for Uber in Manchester, well, I'm delighted that the operators have actually embraced the competitive challenge. Once again, it shows what a mature and open city we live in. Finally, Parklife Festival. I've got to tell you, enough is enough. It is absolutely appalling that a young man called Robert Hart should have lost his life at Manchester's Parklife Festival last weekend. This event should be cancelled forthwith. it is simply not good enough to say that it is just a few idiots who spoiled it for the majority, because frankly, it's clear that the event attracted hundreds of idiots. Friends I've spoken to who went said it was an uncomfortable weekend, not only because they felt in personal danger, but the whole thing was so badly organised. It is a threat to life and it is damaging to Manchester's reputation. Now, I had a free VIP pass to this festival and I was effectively warned off going. I'm sure the family of Robert Hart are wishing he'd made the same decision.